For those of you that I see some out here that haven't been here before, I'm going to continue on in a series that I've been doing titled The Purification of God's Church, and this is part six. And the first part, we identified the purification of God's church in relation to the parable of the ten virgins, which Sister White says is the illustration of the Advent experience. And one of the main conclusions that we drew out of that first presentation is that the bottom line of the parable of the ten virgins is there's a close of probation connected with that story. And Sister White says that parable has been and will be fulfilled again to the very letter. And the emphasis that we drew from that is that the Sunday law, which is can be demonstrated by Bible prophecy at this point, is just ahead of us. And at the Sunday law, probation closes for Seventh-day Adventists. Our second study dealt with this issue in the book of Ezekiel, the vision that Ezekiel has of Jerusalem, where in the first chapter, the leadership of God's church is portrayed as bowing down to the sun as the wickedness escalates in the church. And Sister White in Volume 5 is clear that the Jerusalem of Ezekiel's vision there is God's church. And we identified that there's one group of us in Adventism that are preparing our character that when the Sunday law hits, we will receive the mark of the beast as illustrated with those men bowing down to the sun. And the very next chapter identifies the other group in Adventism that are preparing to receive the seal of God at that time. And the chapter that follows describes the purification of God's church as the angels take coals off the altar and throw them into the city and the church is purified. And Sister White ties this in that what Ezekiel's describing is the purification of the church. It takes place during the Sunday law crisis. That's God's ordained mean to purify his church. That's where he takes the reins into his own hands, like we were talking about in Sabbath school. And there's a very nice dream or vision that Sister White has where she says, after this storm and all of the structure is swept away, there's Adventists that start rising up. And one of the characteristics of those that become the leaders of that at that time are those that had never sought position before. It's the humble that after the Sunday law will be called into the leadership position of God's church, which will be organized through his Holy Spirit. And those are the people that in Ezekiel are illustrated as sighing and crying for the abominations that are done in the church. And in the study we did in part three, we looked at the Sunday law's illustration.